to hopefully make good decisions, and we pray for thy guidance at this time. We pray that we might be able to see those needs that are before us, and that we might use wisdom in the decisions we make. We're grateful again for the opportunity to serve, and pray that we might continue to work together and accomplish the best for our town. And we pray in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, that's from our previous meeting on May 21st. Shout out.
But if you're just like, yeah, Ruby's is going to sell it, we'll just put down part of purchase. Yeah.
In July, right?
Yeah, let's put that on in July. Because it
technically might have
finalized at least.
So July 2nd?
Yeah, July 2nd. And I will not be here for that meeting, so I'm going to be here.
I think I will.
Right. Anyway, I'm just put that together and back to us. So. Any other discussion on that? The road painting bid, so we're looking at doing Center Street. We're going to look at also doing the 100 South on the west side. But and we kind of, in the past, I've always, when Ruby does a project, we just kind of piggyback on them and saves on the cost of mobilization and all that. So the bid came in for Center Street, which begins at the intersection of the concrete all the way to the propane tank is $68,556 even, and that's from Diamond C. And that is 32 feet wide all the way through there. The landscape and all that will change, but our cost should remain the same. Anything else?
So do they still plan on a retaining wall?
I don't think so. Yeah, last I heard, they kind of said there would be work there and raise up or something. Yep. But that will not happen until after July 1st. I think they're planning on around July 1st starting to pull the pulverizing. Questions, discussion on that? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I want a motion to accept the paving bid for Center Street.
A second.
They rebuilt one, and but two more going soon. They're squeaking. There's some one really bad. They rebuilt it, and it's great now. But he just said, keep it on your radar that these two next to it are going to have to be rebuilt soon, too. So I talked to Shell about it. I'm just thinking maybe try to do one. They're coming every 4 months now to do preventive maintenance. And so he said maybe we can get one the next 4 months and then the other one 8 months out. So, you know, they lasted in this particular since we've had them. That's pretty great. And I asked them what the price of a new one is, instead of wanting to just throw a bunch of money out of it. And they're like $6,000. So he said it's totally different. It's the whole new belt. overhead track and everything underneath the belt, all that. So, anyways, yeah, we're just trying to get one more approved for the next time they come.
And then other information.
Yeah, this way. Yeah, we'll put that one later.
Okay. Any other questions? Discussion on that? I'll entertain a motion on that item.
I'll make a motion to approve the treadmill repair next time they come.
Seconded.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
You guys haven't been in there lately. Just check it out. It's with the rubber walls where they were deep in the place now, and those stainless steel corner guards we put all the windows on the corners. It's amazing now. And then we just have the rubber floor, the carpet guy. I guess I didn't know he did that. I knew he did carpet tile, but I didn't know he had machines to scrub and clean the rubber floor. So we had to do that this time. And like, he's got a filter.
Basically, not
a filter. Oh, he's got a filter that he. You know, as the dirty water goes out, it passes through this filter, and then he can pull that filter and dump it out and show you what. And it was crazy when he pulled out of the rubber floor. I mean, lots of air and stuff that was down there, like in the rubber, and just cleaned it. Yeah, better than we could ever do it. You know, so I just figured it's worth at least once. He comes every 6 months to do carpets, but maybe the rubber floor only once a year. You know, deep clean like that. But anyways.
So if somebody I've been talking about is just putting it on the website, and then you got to pay in order for people to find it if you search. It doesn't matter if you search Bright Kansas City, you pay at the top of that. Top of the list on our visit Bright Kansas City is, we. In fact, I'll ask Chad and these guys to come in and report. We used to have, I remember, what's his name? Shane Kelly from St. Louis. Come in and report on the number of how many people leave on the website. We used to have that. Anyway, this other deal is the Priceline booking.com. Says also the team helps to get more than four of those bookings, which accounts for about 31% of total bookings in Bryce Canyon City. Sort of work with. So the bookings are the highest rate and the highest tax payers as well. Anyway, I will. I'm not very smart, so. I don't know what all this information means, but I think it's a great opportunity if we're looking at advertise and right now, you know, buses aren't listening. Any other discussion?
I can give you a little bit of stuff on that.
what it is, they won't allow individual businesses to promote on those sites. But you still have to promote to look where you're going to be found when somebody's searching for Bryce Canyon, say. So by doing some advertising on there, that's Bryce Canyon up higher up on the list when they're searching. And then the odds are they'll book them through these sites. But it's a pretty good opportunity. It's probably a bigger opportunity than website of our own, just because you've got these other companies out selling stuff. So this just gets us up higher on that deal. So they'll let, like, the county can do this, but where Bryce Canyon City can do it, it just seems like it makes sense. That's good.
I should turn title to you. I didn't know it.
Well, it's just, thank you. Well, we do.
Yeah. I said we were just in a meeting with us one or two weeks ago over here. Me and Gary were there, and it'd be a great opportunity.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
No problems.
It felt like to me by far, but we spent a lot of money on things for advertising. It felt like maybe the best thing for about a
week. To get bookings.
Yeah.
And it should be reported. I mean, we should be able to tell where it came from. On your website, I can tell you because my phone number is on there, that people look at that. And it gives me a whole variety of things. Try to know the answer. So you can chop that as a test for our website.
Who knew that there are that many people out there looking for everything else? And
yeah, there's a lot of questions. I try not to just refer to the shot.
That's interesting. I should get rid of it anyways. Okay. Good, thanks to you for explaining that. Any other questions on that? I'll propose one. I say their plan. See, maybe it'll come down to the court or even the first week or the holiday. So. Okay. Department reports. The pavement's the only thing we approved back in March. Like they called me back a week ago and they were ready to show up that morning. And I said, we got to have time. Got a plan in place. Right now, he's supposed to send me a proposal of what they're going to do, but on July 1st and 2nd. That's before the board, but anybody opposed to that? And the only thing we're doing is going to be the Tesla spot where we paved, and then that road that's kind of centered around Central Street, 100 South, on the west side, going up around Lakeview Drive or Lakeside. Paid that last year, keep that sealed up, and that's it. The other side of this is I rode around with Deputy the other day, and she showed me a couple places, really just by the rodeo. We have the crosswalk lines there, and the problem is they're the original paint, and they're very faded, and she felt like she's almost seen a couple people get hit. Yeah, you done. But on those other ones, we're putting the thermal plastic in, and even they're pretty, a lot more sturdy than they don't disappear over here. So, and so, straight track will be approved, and I'll get an estimate on that, and see what that costs. And I figure if he's here on the second, we can talk to him, you know, we can meet that day, and if approval, we can do it. So, also, they won't be able to paint that. They'll have to figure something out. They Yeah, that is letting them know tomorrow when you're 11. It's a new egg book, right along, and then you can buy lunch. So, you can get free lunch from them. That's all I got, Gary. You got anything?
I did not.
Yeah. No, other than you guys know all the light poles up and down Main Street, tops and bottoms, or all the electrical outlets are all changed out, tops and bottoms, and they're full with new covers. New outlets, no more GFS. So, thanks. Anything plugged into these now will go, and plus the covers can shut and lock all the cables. Super nice.
Thanks for taking that.
Yeah, I used the air service snorkel lift for 3 nights in a row last week to do all the top ones. Worked from like 9 p.m. to like 2 a.m. It was great, though. I thought it was awesome. Nice.
It doesn't sound great to me.
I love it. It's kind of water underneath the snorkel lift, like, just to me, it's just peaceful. I don't know. I don't think it's just the hospital, so it was like, second nature.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Very great. They're gonna be solid. So, if Christmas light issues happen, those poles, it's not our issue.
send us the other ones, because there's two kinds of flags. There's one that's got image on it, and then there's another one that's just American 50, and it's got Bryce Canyon City on the bottom. Those should be simple, but she said send those right away, so we can put them up. But I'm thinking if we can get them to get all of them, it'd be better to gear up and do them in one push instead of. And I don't know whether you're going to do in the flags. You just have to look at it. Because if we just go on the empty poles, it might be pretty random.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I got that out. Yeah, for her birthday. All right,
sounds good.
See you guys.
See you.
Thanks for everything.
Nothing unless we want to visit. Not behind the next meeting. two sets of arms. You guys won't have to raise them. There's a check written to Colorado State University, $945 for that. You can see on the other one, the pest control is $3,500 for it.
Yeah, I think we can do that ourselves.
Yeah. Any questions, discussion on warrants?
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam.